A moment ago, we talked about snakes where they ought not be. One of them was in a home inside, in a California home. Family had to barricade themselves upstairs when they heard the sound of a rattlesnake on the stairs. They were all upstairs at the time. They thought it was running water. So when the dad went out to look for the water, he saw the rattlesnake on the flat of the stairs, and they called immediately an animal control expert. We have the actual sound of the rattle and then the local news reporting on it. That's the rattle.
Notice the snake was trying to blend in, sort of. Scary as can be. All right. Lake Elsinore family thought that hissing sound was running water until they spotted the snake, that rattlesnake, coiled up on the stairs of their home, ready to strike. They quickly called a snake expert to remove the threatening intruder. The family says after this, they will not be leaving the back door open for their dogs anymore. Wow.
What? There's a snake out there.
And nothing like a rattle.
That's
the real thing.
No.
All coiled up and hissing.
Yeah. The guy was, the dad was getting ready to walk down the stairs and heard the rattle and saw it. And
which one of you left the water on?
Exactly.
That's such a Kelly move.
Getting ready to
yell at
one of your teens.
Why is water
running?
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready to yell at my teens. But no, it was a snake right there on the stairway.
So if animal control comes and takes away the snake, do you call 911 first? Or do you call Google Animal Control?
I think they called 911. And 911 sent it. That's what we've done for our bats, all three of them. We called first couple 911, then the guy said, here's my card, just call me directly next time.
So when the animal control takes the snake away, since it's a venomous snake, do they kill it or do they just toss it into a valley?
I think they toss it into a valley. I hope. I would.
Yeah.
I would. I toss
somewhere outside Lake Elsinore.
Yeah.
I told you in Florida, my family found this out because they called for a snake. They actually, in Florida, you have like snake wranglers. And the deal, at least with this guy that came out, was if it was ended up being a venomous snake, he didn't charge you for it because he'd take it and they'd harvest the venom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
He'd get money from
it.
Right.
Now, if it ended, they'd milk the snake. He'd get paid from it.
Yeah.
Now, if it was just a regular snake, which is what it ended up being, it was $75.
Yeah, well, that's...
And he took it and, quote-unquote, rehomed it.
I would. I'd rehome it, especially if it's non-venomous, then you rehome it. You know, we've got a coyote. Our neighbor spotted a coyote near their yard, and my wife did some research, so we're now going to buy a donkey to keep in the backyard, keep our coyote away.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Reasonable, doesn't it? She said, well, immediately, I came home from work the other day.
Oh, you meant the animal. I thought you meant the guy that smuggles people illegally.
No, we have an actual...
Those are mules, Vicky.
My wife, I came home, and our neighbors are named John and Beth. She said, John and Beth spotted a coyote in their front yard. I was like, okay. And...
You didn't give the right reaction.
I didn't. She goes, you know what that means. And I said,
is there a road runner around here?
I don't know. And she goes, obviously, we have to buy a donkey. And I said, well, clearly.
Will it come from Acme?
Yes. Our dog can't go into the yard now because coyotes are so smart.
Coyotes eat dog?
They eat dog or cat, certainly. Now, we have an indoor cat. But our dog goes, of course, outside quite a bit. And she said, these coyotes are so crafty. Wily, I guess.
Even
so. They will note the patterns of the dog to whatever the dog goes out and sniffs. And they lay in wait and attack the dog when the dog is most vulnerable.
They're much smaller animals, though, right? I mean, your dog is small. But coyotes are small.
Well, they size them up. That's right. So they say, and our dog is of the right size for a coyote to attack. And so my wife has said, obviously, we're buying a donkey.
Where do you get a donkey?
Well, I'm researching now.
Farm supply?
Yeah, down at the farm, down over the feed and seed, because donkeys keep coyotes away.
I did not know that.
So I didn't either. So we'll be hitching a donkey up to the hitching post outside.
Okay.
And what else are you going to do? You have to do something.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do.
So... It's been stated now. So,
well, the neighborhood, could you go in together and hire a trapper?
Yeah, I guess. I wonder if where there's one, there's more. We've only spotted one, and it was the house across the street.
Well, I think in the spring you may have the risk of more.
Very possible, yes. This happened about, a few days ago. The coyote was out. And
do they howl?
I haven't heard a howl.
We heard them howl when we were in Arizona. This was almost 20 years ago. Yeah. And we were walking along a mountain after sunset. And it's crazy cool.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Crazy cool.
Patrick, you know of coyotes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. So I'm pretty sure that they, reason why everybody shoots them, because, you know, they're nasty and invasive, but also they're also brilliant because they will basically lure your dog, your animal, pet, other small wild animals with, like, they sound like another hurt animal or whatever, and they'll lure it out far enough away, and then they attack it as a pack.
Wow. My wife said they're brilliant. She did a lot of research on this as soon as we found out.
They really are wily.
And what you say is right, Patrick, that they'll lure your animal. So we have to take the dog out.
Oh, hey, dog.
Oh, I'm sick. Help.
Are you a dog? I'm a canine, too.
Hey, come on over here. And then they attack your dog. Thank you, Patrick. That's exactly what
you don't want is a pack.
Right. And my wife was saying that they are extremely intelligent and will do just that. Hmm. So we're looking.
Never knew that.
No, I didn't either. There's some other type of dog we might be able to buy, or an alpaca. She's looking at all these different things.
You're going to get a llama, something from the llama
something
family?
Something like that, where there's all these different things you can buy.
Well, you don't pay attention to this or really anything around you, but you don't hear them at night?
No, I haven't heard.
Because if they're that close, because I mean, when I had a house, I would hear them in the woods.
You hear coyotes?
Yeah, because there was like open farmland behind me at the time.
Well, listen, I don't hear anything in the night.
Over the roar of your sleep CPAP machine?
I guess that's right, because since my daughter has been driving, and my son did this a few times too, they'd come home after our alarm was set and, you know, fumble fingers not being able to actually hit the code to the alarm.
Beep, 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 beep.
And then it would actually go off. It would go, brum, brum. You know, my wife has to get up.
And then the security company calls.
Yes, so you have to call and give your password.
And then the Red Sox.
Okay, I'm not going to say what it is, but I never wake up. Even when the alarm through all that, I never wake up. CPAP machine, I guess.
Dang.
I never wake up. So my wife said something's got to be done here. And I said, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm sleeping deeply.
I sleep like a baby.
You know, what am I supposed
to? Just go outside with the dog and annoy it to death.
You know, so I wake up the next morning and there's all these texts on my phone saying, you know, police are on the way. It's crazy. I'm like, boy, what happened? Because I'm up before her. I look over at her. I'm like, what's going on here? I had no idea what it is. We beefed up security after the pine straw incident 2 years ago.
Of course. Paid off.
Had to, obviously. The other animal story comes from a woman who was, and she's going viral because she was getting into her jet ski and they were covered like really tightly with a covering. And when she peeled back the cover of the jet ski, a snake came slithering out of that water snake. And I believe it was a poisonous water snake. This is her reaction.
Okay, please, like, don't be.
That's the first time she saw it.
Okay.
And it slithered into the water.
Oh, I've seen the video.
You saw it.
Made my skin crawl.
Well, she went back again and well, there were multiple snakes under there. It's a second attempt here.
It's another one! Oh, no. No, what the f*** is happening? Oh, my God, it's huge. Oh, my God. How many are under there?
Oh, okay.
She all by herself?
Her husband was up at the dock. Like myself, he was like, what?
It's all the fuss. Fire them up. Let's go. We're burning daylight here. Let's get this skis in the water, woman.
That's how I was when she told me about the coyote. We've got coyotes in the neighborhood. Man, whatever. I never even, you know, it doesn't. Husbands, you know, we just walk around. We don't know. Husbands and fathers. I heard Jerry Seinfeld describe us as like helium balloons that are half out of helium, barely able to hold up our own string. He said that one.
You just kind of bounce around.
Yep. You come home. You know, you come home, you sit down. That's all we want to do.